You're listening to Feminist Magazine with your host, Arianna Manoff and Betty Brooks, here on KPFK Los Angeles, 90.7 FM, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara, and live on the web at www.kpfk.org.
Jennifer Shelton is an actor with a load of acting credits, and tonight she's bringing us the story of ambition, betrayal, race relations, and ethics in journalism, still an oxymoron. Jennifer Shelton, welcome to Feminist Magazine.
Good evening, Arianna. Dr. Brooks.
Hi.
Thanks very much for joining us. Let's jump right in. What is The Story?
The Story is a play written by Tracy Scott Wilson, where an ambitious young black reporter, Yvonne, whom I play, through the aid of her editor boyfriend, Jeff, gets this position at a major metropolitan newspaper. Now, she hopes this position is going to sort of skyrocket her to fame, but then she runs across some stumbling blocks which ultimately lead her to take some extreme measures. A murder has been committed. Yvonne then comes across this teenage girl, Letitia, who claims to have information on the murder, and then the plot thickens when Yvonne uses this information as a foundation for her big scoop. So that's the basic plot, but essentially, as you said so beautifully, the story is about ambition, racial stereotypes, journalistic integrity, and what happens when they collide.
Now, I understand that Tracy Scott Wilson originally was inspired by the Janet Cook story.
True.
The Washington Post reporter who had to return the 1980 Pulitzer Prize.
Exactly.
When it was discovered that the subject of her, what was it, an award-winning feature on an 8-year-old heroin addict.
Correct.
Or something, was all made up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true. And I don't know if you've read the article, but it's really quite well written. If it had been truthful, it really would have been phenomenal.
Well, it got a Pulitzer.
and how embarrassing for the Washington Post to have to return that Pulitzer Prize.
It was one of their first, but not their last embarrassments.
Yeah.
Let's face facts.
New York Times has had some problems like that, too, with people who were doing a little cheating.
Yeah.
Yes, and recently a lot of papers have had that problem.
Now, to fall back on the cliche of, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. Lying in this entire play, The Story, becomes addictive and second nature. But one of the points that's made in the course of the play is you have to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow reporter accuses your character, Yvonne, of having played him, and her response is, I am who I was supposed to be.
Right.
What does she mean by that?
Well, I think she has expectations for herself, and the biggest challenge for her is trying to live up to the expectations that she places upon herself. So not only does she feel pressure from her community, from her society, from her family, but there are these pressures she puts on herself about who she's supposed to be and how valuable she is as a woman if she doesn't live up to those expectations. But just in general, manipulation is a powerful tool that's used throughout the play by several of the characters. But, you know, they discovered that just as soon as it can get you where you want to go and what you want, it can turn against you, sending you spiraling in a direction you never anticipated. And I think that's the downfall of several of the characters in the play.
Everybody seems to be getting played one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is an uncertain sister?
Uncertain sisters. Well, the character Neil uses this term to describe and to type Yvonne so as to, in his mind anyway, better understand how he needs to approach and deal with her. He makes this assessment early in the play. He says, uncertain sisters are always on the defensive. They are uncertain about who they are and their place in the world. But to some extent, that's a fair, if superficial, assessment of Yvonne. She's so conflicted that she isn't sure what her values are. She's bitter and hurt that she was never embraced by her community, and she's very defensive towards anyone who sees her the way she sees other black people because she has no true sense of self.
And she does stereotype other black people, which makes her very vulnerable to this lie that Letitia is telling about AOBs.
It's true.
And the murder.
It's true. Yeah, without giving too much of the plot away, Letitia, the sort of well-educated teenager from the hood, explains to Yvonne that there's a girl gang in her neighborhood called the AOBs. She says they dress like brothers so they won't be ID'd and rob Korean groceries and stuff. But no one ever catches them because they look like any other brother on the street.
And they're girls.
They're girls. And she says that's where they got the name from, the AOBs. So when you think about it, that's a really powerful social commentary. Frequently, we so expect a certain type of behavior from young black men that we tend to not even question who or what we really saw. And that's a problem that comes up a lot in the play.
How is the rest of the cast dealing with playing these characters that are very, very difficult to like in some ways?
Yeah. Well, you know, all the characters are somewhat complex and flawed. But there's something to like in each one of them, and we have an amazing cast of actors who've really taken on the challenge quite well. I know that the first day that we sat around the table for our table read and read through the play, we all had different opinions of where our characters were coming from and what their intentions were and how the play ends and what actually happens. So it's been a fascinating journey for all of us, but certainly they're all professional enough to come up to the challenge.
Now, Yvonne, your character makes some really bad choices along the way. What's to like about her, and do you like her?
Well, do I like her? I don't think it's a yes or no question. I admire Yvonne's intelligence, her strength, her passion, her ingenuity. She tries to make the most of the cards that she was dealt in life, and I feel for her. And she's also very frustrated by those who would perpetuate negative stereotypes, and that's something that I can certainly relate to.
Is the cast actually dealing with some of these things off stage as well as on?
To some extent, I think that we all do. I think we can all relate to that internal struggle and pain behind identifying who we are. Yvonne's a very charismatic person who has many levels to who she is. She's an interesting character. And it's funny, not only the cast, but people come up to me after the show, and they all have different opinions, but the one thing they have in common is that they're passionate about Yvonne. Some people feel sorry for her, some feel uncomfortable, but they all want to know more about her.
A real polarizing character.
Exactly. They feel connected with her. They care about her. And we certainly all, the cast, and I think the audiences too, we all wonder how much we're like her. But whether it's in a positive or a negative light, she evokes a certain passion.
And passion is really important and not to be underestimated.
Absolutely.
Even if the passion leads you in directions that you don't necessarily want to be held accountable for later. Betty Brooks is looking at me with her glasses askew across the table right now.
Well,
as I
I'm
start
thinking
into my passion speech, but I'm all for passion.
Well, Hitler,
lots and
Hitler
lots
was
of
all
passion.
Hitler was for passion, and so has Pol Pot, and so have murderers been for passion. So you really got to qualify that stuff,
yeah.
Ariana.
You have to be careful where you place your passion.
Yeah,
I stand duly chastised.
Yes, you should be, and rapists are very passionate when they're in the act of hating women, you know.
Uh-huh. It's true.
So passion's wonderful, and
You had to go through all that stuff. Just to slam me with it, just after I was going to do my little passion speech.
Well, okay.
You just knocked me right off.
Well, I'll pick you right up now if you want to say your little speech. I mean, I really believe in passion, you know that, but you got to really qualify it. There could be some pretty bad characters out there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still more interesting because they're passionate than the people who are sitting around acting like they have sticks up their asses.
Well, that may well be true, but if you get a serial murderer who's cutting people's limbs off because they're passionate about cutting people's limbs off, I mean, you know, it depends.
That was clearly not my frame of reference in this particular moment.
I got you. Ground it, my dear, and get in the proper frame of the moment.
but it's true that a lot of our audience members, a lot of people in society in general, become apathetic to certain issues that are important to think about. So it's important that this show and this character evokes some emotion in them and some passion, and that they find it so visceral. So that's what's important.
Now, I want to move into a more personal realm with you, Jennifer Shelton, in the time we have left.
And that means I shouldn't say anything about your passion anymore, right? Okay.
No, we're moving off of passion.
All right.
I have temporarily lost mine, and I'm now ready to move right on and ask Jennifer some things about being a working black actor on stage at this time in history, and whether some of these issues that Yvonne raises so clearly in the play, the story, are things that you live in your real life or not, and how so?
Absolutely, absolutely. As a black actor, when I take a role that's traditionally designed for an African American, for an African American actor, I have to be careful not to play into those harmful stereotypes of, you know, the minstrel fool and such. Conversely, when I take roles traditionally cast white, I have a greater responsibility than Caucasian actors to represent my community positively by making sure that I do my job so well that the audience sees past ethnicity. So it's at the front of my consciousness every job I take, every role I take on. I don't have the luxury of not having a social awareness.
I get that, but it still means we've got a long, long way to go, as
Absolutely.
They say, and that's not naivete on my part to mention that, but geez, you'd have thought we've been doing some of these things slightly better by now than having people of color having to speak for the entire race.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, 3 steps forward, 2 steps back, at least you've made a step forward.
Yeah, and, you know, I want to comment to that. I was out, I've been sick lately, and so I went out to Desert Hot Springs and started watching some media out there. And, I mean, the kind of dribble that people are getting, it's no wonder we don't have any consciousness.
Right.
I mean, all you got to look at the media to see the kind of plays that they see or the kind of shows that are on there. The cable TV that's there is just perfectly horrific. So unless you have places like KPFK or theater to go to, you're not going to think about these kinds of things. You're
exactly.
just not. And that's part of the problem. And people live very banal lives. It's a terrible thing.
That's absolutely true. And that's what's so wonderful about International City Theater is that they're choosing these shows which cause people to really think in a socially conscious way.
That's terribly important. And that's one of the things that worries me so much about this No Child Left Behind, all this emphasis on tests and stuff. And the way you really learn about life is going to plays and grappling with ideas and getting passionate about things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's big stuff.
Absolutely.
That's how you get
smart.
Is this a play that could be played outside? Could this be street theater?
It is street theater in that there's no music. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, I was thinking because the street theater is so important. Just go and just do it outside, you know?
You know, I think you absolutely could. It doesn't really matter where you see a play like this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's significant that we're seeing it in Long Beach, the most ethnically diverse city in the United States. So what better place to examine some of these issues? But in terms of an outdoor theater or a low budget or, you know, a high budget production, it doesn't matter. It's the story that's important. It's the issues that are presented.
Well, the story plays through May the 21st at 8 o'clock in the evening in Long Beach at the International City Theater, which is part of the Long Beach Performing Arts Center at 300 East Ocean.
985-5735.
Jennifer Shelton, we want to thank you for bringing the story to our listeners. Break a leg.
Thank you, and it was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, Jennifer.